The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
And now for a warning that the very foundation of human rights is under attack like never before. Amnesty International says that the world is on the brink of a perilous new era for the purpose of control, impunity and profit. I'm joined now by Executive Director of Amnesty International Ireland, Stephen Bowen, as Amnesty launches its annual report, which is called The State of the World's Human Rights. Stephen, thanks for being with us this morning. I mean, Amnesty International is effectively saying in really stark terms that the global human rights system is collapsing, and your organisation accuses the world of standing by and watching it. Not only that, but appeasing those who are invested in making sure that human rights collapse in the way that you see they are.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, Claire. This is our annual global report. We investigate 144 countries around the world, including Ireland, yeah? And it provides us with an opportunity to set out the state of the world's human rights. And this year, it makes really, really sobering reading. We have long argued that flagrant human rights violations and international law breaking by governments and corporate actors weakens the system that was imagined out of the Holocaust and the horrors of the Second World War. But this year, we are saying something different. This year, what we see is predators are deliberately seeking to destroy that system that protects us all. And in alongside that deliberate destruction by predators, the United States, Israel, Russia, and others, the rest of the world, and here in Europe, and including Ireland, they have adopted a policy of appeasement.
So that means that we are standing by with our hands by our sides and our mouths closed.
Yes, it does. Not always our mouths closed, because sometimes governments around the world and here in Europe will sometimes say the right thing. But what we do have is this sense of self-imposed powerlessness. Rather than noticing that the assault on the values that underpin the United Nations Charter and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, rather than noticing this is a deliberate assault, we are sitting on our hands. Just give you one example. The International Criminal Court. It is the pinnacle of humanity's attempt to make sure that atrocity crimes do not go unpunished. Ireland played a big role in helping to create it. Now, the United States administration has issued sanctions against the court itself, against Francesca Albanese, the UN Special Rapporteur on the Palestine Occupied Territories. Russia has issued arrest warrants against court officials. What have European governments done? Have they introduced blocking statutes to neutralise the effect of those statutes? No. Have they made it clear that they will not allow airspace above Europe to be used? No. So, yes, we are at an absolutely epoch-shaping event where unless governments stop this policy of appeasement, unless governments stand up to the bullies, we will see all that has been fought for over the last 80 years in a imperfect but system that protects us all, replaced by the predator system, racist, xenophobic, cruel, unkind, and all about raw power.
What do these governments do? What does Ireland do, in your view? What should the EU be doing right now?
Well, the EU, at a minimum, should stand up to Israel and make sure that the association agreement is suspended, so that Israel is not receiving special privileges for its genocide. But it's a much bigger issue than that. We have to recognise that governments around the world, including in Europe and here in Ireland, they are still in this mode of appeasement, and appeasing the bully absolutely does not work.
So are we talking in the main, Stephen? And let's be plain about it. Are we talking about appeasing Donald Trump in the main?
Well, it's partly about appeasing Donald Trump. It's also about carrying on Israel's wider impunity. But it's also allowing It's also allowing attacks on the system that protects us all to go unchecked and unnoticed. So here in Ireland, we see now really, really, really worrying reports of the use of Irish airspace and Shannon Airport to fuel the destruction of international law. Can we see in our report that the government of Ireland has still not passed the occupied territories bill? Mm-hmm. Still not passed the occupied territories bill. We see here in Ireland that we have a government that we here in Ireland we have the standing to do much more. With our history of colonialism, famine and conflict, we have standing in the world here in Ireland to be one of the states that recognises that what we have fought for 80 years after the Second World War, a world free from fear and free from want, a world based on states working together through multilateral systems and institutions, however imperfect, the direction of travel has been towards better respect for human rights, a humanity that can be proud of the way it organises together. Now, we're at the brink of that order being taken away, and Ireland needs to stand up and do more. Join forces with other states.
You mention in the report the cuts to international aid budgets, and that was started by the United States and swiftly followed by others who rode in there, Canada, France, Germany and the UK, as you point out, who all decided that they would enact sweeping cuts to their international aid budgets. Now, Ireland, as far as I'm aware, didn't do that. So perhaps in that scenario, we can be proud of where we stand.
Let me be clear. There's lots of things to be proud of about when the Irish government is working internationally within the human rights system, and the international aid decision there was one of them. Ireland was also very quick to protect UNRWA when UNRWA was targeted by Israel. So I don't want to be heard saying that we're not sometimes proud of what Ireland can do internationally, but we are facing an absolutely epoch-shaping event, and the system that we fought for 80 years, a system that Ireland has fought for, unless there is a course correction, unless we hear that Ireland is determined to join forces with like-minded states and stop the predators, the system will collapse. And it's not that the system will collapse. The system is being destroyed. The system is being destroyed, and the silence of actors, including Ireland, is becoming part of that destruction. It should be a wake-up call, Claire, that if you do not nourish and cherish the international systems and the values that protect us all, we will wake up one morning and we will live in a world designed only to meet the needs of the powerful.
Stephen, thank you very much for joining us. Stephen Bowen there, Executive Director of Amnesty International Ireland.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.